Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. You want to chime in? You can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I gave you kind of the instant feedback to the Junkies poll today. Can the Cowboys win the Super Bowl with Dak Prescott? And within a couple minutes, it was 90%. Well, there have been hundreds of votes now, and it's 88%. People are out on Dak if they're a Dallas fan.
I think people are just stupid.
Well, I guarantee you, Commanders fans, they would, if he were made available, yeah, they would welcome Dak Prescott here.
Right. Just remember the game he had the week
and about
before.
20 other teams would, too.
Yeah.
And there's six or seven that wouldn't because they have, you know, Josh Allen, Burrow, Justin Herbert, Tua, if he's healthy.
Again, if Eli can win two, if Nick Foles can get hot, if Flacco can get hot like he did, look at our tradition here of quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls. If Dilfer can manage one, if Brad Johnson can win one,
okay, but
he's certainly good enough to win one.
So, can is probably not the right word because, of course, you can, but are you likely to win with a guy like Dak Prescott under center? Probably not. Like, Purdy's the exception. You look at the quarterbacks in the Final Four, you've got Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts, just certifiable studs.
You need to have a great team.
Yeah, because he arguably has the best roster. It's not the best quarterback. No, Purdy.
Oh, yeah. But Dak has a damn good roster,
too. He has
too.
A great roster, yeah. This is just the reaction on a Monday morning. This is Monday morning quarterback. This is what you react to. And can he win? I mean, anybody can win. Will he win? Who knows? Just have no idea.
Got to have the right pieces.
He might win with another team.
They still might not have the right guy in McCarthy. McCarthy was a guy everybody, as Valdez points out, that everybody going into the playoffs was gunning for. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden it's Dak's fault? What happened to McCarthy, the one everybody thought was a doofus?
So I told you we were talking about Shannon Sharp, and he does the show with Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless tweeted out, "I keep trying to trust number four, and he keeps turning back into a painfully overpaid fourth rounder." Now Shannon's shtick is he's a huge LeBron Lakers mark. LeBron, after the game, when he was asked about it, kind of defended Sharp, right?
Right, and meanwhile, LeBron has always attacked fans for getting too involved.
Of course, so that's
which is, by the way, the correct take, in my opinion.
Right.
Why can't people just go to the games, cheer vociferously, but without talking trash or getting on the court and getting in a fight? Like, I don't even understand.
Just attend the game, have a beer. Have a plate of nachos.
Yeah, don't tackle the guy behind you. Don't get on the court. Right. Get into it with a guy. Just go there, cheer vociferously, be excited, and then go home. Don't make it about you.
That's pretty much what I do when I go to any sporting event.
Yeah, and this is where Cakes and I differ. Don't boo. That's embarrassing.
I reserve the booing for very limited circumstances.
Are you allowed to bang the glass?
Yes. Yes,
on a hockey game when the opposing team is up against
you're allowed to. I kind of sneer at it, but again, I've never been on the glass.
It.
So
everybody
maybe
does
if I ever were on the glass, I would bang the glass. I would like to think that I wouldn't.
My daughters were doing it. They don't even know what it means, and they were doing it.
I don't even know.
I think it's a waste. It's just a waste of
right.
Of your motion. I don't really get it, but
that's a lot different.
A lot of people get swept up in
most
it.
Of the time when idiot fans do that, they're, you know, they're obviously drunk,
right?
And they think they're funny and they want the attention and they want it, you know, they want the attention from the players more than anything.
Yeah, but I don't think Sharp is
I'm saying Sharp, that's a different story, but yeah. Most of the time it's not a Shannon Sharp type.
Yeah,
it's just a dumb fan.
It's just a hillbilly.
Gets into it. Right.
Yeah,
he loves his attention dollars, and for him it's probably not a big. It's probably good for his brand. In
you
the
don't
long
think
run.
He went home and he sat down like with his wife in the kitchen and said that was kind of embarrassing.
Maybe in like, privacy,
honestly,
he
but
may
it's
have,
all said and
maybe,
done.
But his public bluster about it, I guess, is going to be: I got caught up in the moment, and I'd probably do it again.
I don't think he feels like he was wrong. If you look at his quotes, he says they didn't want this smoke. They do all that talking and jockeying, and I ain't about that jockeying. It started with Dylan Brooks. I said he was too small to guard LeBron. He said, F me. I said, F you back. He started to come at me, and I said, you don't want these problems. And then Ja came out of nowhere talking. He definitely didn't want these problems. Then the dad came, and he obviously didn't want no
Shannon
problems.
Shannon is too old.
But I wanted anything
smoke.
They had.
He's too old.
Don't let these fools fool you down.
That's kid vernacular. He's too old to use don't want the smoke.
That's just all ego.
I know.
Machismo. That's all that is. Like, heat of the moment. That's just so
I
dumb.
Wish Steven Adams had punched him right in his big head.
Yeah,
I
just,
wish that had,
just put him in his place.
I wish that had happened.
And there's no way that all Shannon Sharp said to Brooks is you're too small to guard LeBron. There's
right.
no way Dylan Brooks would have said F you to him after he said that. There was something else
I
said
don't know.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
I won't believe
right.
that. I can't.
All right, let's go to Andre, District Heights. Andre, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Andre,
hey, buddy.
Look, here's what happened. All Shannon Sharp said was, you can't guard, you're too small. But as soon as you tell a bruh, F you, it's on. And if you look at the replay, you can see that Shannon is clearly telling him, come say it to my face.
Mm-hmm.
It was all talk. Nothing was going to happen. They were just going to get in each other's face and tell each other how much they care about each other. That was all there was to this.
Right, but isn't it stupid?
I think it's stupid, but I also referee high school basketball. And let me tell you,
that
as
happens
a ref,
all the time in high school. I know.
You catch it all the time as a ref.
I don't know how
so
you do
the
it.
The whole point of the trash talking is simply to try to get the player out of his game. It's the player's fault if he feeds into it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I would agree with that.
So you don't have a problem with it because there are a lot of dads, there are a lot of fans at high school games that are like way over the top with their chirping. You don't have a problem with that as a ref.
I don't, because I don't take it personal, you know.
Yeah, but what about when they're chirping the players?
No, but when they talk to the players, I don't say anything to them. If anything, I try to tell the players, stay in the game. Don't feed into it. That's the worst thing you can do is feed into it, and that's where Brooks went wrong. He fed into it, and so Shannon's going to take it to the next level with him.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, so, all right, it's good perspective.
Yeah,
all right,
thanks,
thank you,
Andre.
Appreciate it.
If you're a high school parent and you're chirping a kid on the opposing team, you're a loser.
Oh, it happens.
Gigantic
it happens a lot.
You should
loser.
Go to some of these games, dude.
I'm sure
it's
it does
wild.
Happen, but you are a loser do that.
Yeah.
Like, this is years ago, and I know that you didn't do it, but didn't you get escorted out of a game or something for allegedly doing that?
I can describe exactly what happened. I got a call one day from the coach of my son's youth basketball team. This is when my oldest son was probably, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old, just playing goofball, lowest level basketball ever. Okay. I get a call from the coach saying, we got complaints from some parents that you were like yelling at kids on the opposing team.
This is only boys and girls club.
Yeah, and it's like, I just want my kids to go out and have fun, learn, you know, meet new friends, whatever. Would never yell at even my own kid, let alone strangers' kids on a team for a game that literally means less than nothing. It's 9-year-olds playing basketball. And I said, I don't know where you're getting info from, but it was not me. I was certainly not yelling at kids on an opposing team. And then he was like, well, I just felt like I had to reach out. I got this information. I said, well, You're getting bad information. I'm telling you, I would never do that.
Wasn't Eric ejected from a basketball game?
That was when I was coaching.
Oh, coaching.
Yeah. Well, clearly, I mean, that was
if you get ejected from a game because you're chirping a kid on another team, especially like a high school kid, you're just a big loser.
Hey, there's nothing more embarrassing than when you're playing basketball and you're in a game and you catch the ball and one of the parents says, "Leave him open, he can't shoot." There's nothing more embarrassing in life.
Well, it's more embarrassing for the parent that's saying that out loud.
Trust me. When I have the ball and they're screaming that, there's nothing more embarrassing.
It's not a confidence booster.
Yeah, you're more embarrassed than the parent.
No, the most embarrassing move is with one of my brothers when they cleared the court at the end of the game, at the last game of the season, and they just kept feeding the ball till he made a layup. He hadn't scored all season. That's the most embarrassing.
Gotta get him a bucket.
That's pretty low.
That's the most embarrassing.
Right. Hold on, your brother?
One of my brothers.
How old was he?
I don't know. Old enough 18. To know. Old
please say in his teens.
Old enough to know it was embarrassing.
Sure.
Okay. Old enough to be mortified. They kept feeding him the rock. And
he was good at fixing
there.
Go-karts, though.
He could fix stuff. He could,
sure.
Yeah. He's the brother that would forget his glove and go to baseball practice with no glove. You know, just wasn't his thing. That's embarrassing.
Well, I'm sure Shannon Sharpe will be making his. How much does he make on that show? A couple million dollars?
He's got to be making like $5 million.
Probably at least five.
No.
I would guess he's in that neighborhood. I think Skip makes like $8 or $10 million. You think Shannon's going to do it for $2 million? No chance.
Yeah, they're making a
killing.
That's like their flagship show, right? One of their two or three flagship shows.
What time is that on?
I don't know. JP watches it.
Oh, he does.
I've get exposed to Shannon Sharpe two times. One, here in the studio, and two, for highlights when he's yelling at Steven Adams and Dylan Brooks.
What did you guys think of...
Would never tune in otherwise.
...of Gronk? And like for one of those pregames, I mean, they had like nine guys at the desk. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was the Fox pregame. Yeah, they had Terry, Gronk, Sean Payton, Strahan.
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
Howie, Jimmy.
They've got way too much money.
There's just so many guys up there.
It was tilting.
The most cringeworthy are the little vignettes they do, those little stand-ups they do with Kurt Menefee. Yeah.
They're so awful.
They're
terrible.
It makes me want to jump out my window to escape it.
Mm. I know somebody was complaining. I think my buddy Tom was over last night. We were watching the games. And he was complaining about, who was the first crew that was calling the game? He didn't like Olsen and Burkhardt.
Really? I think Olsen is awesome.
I think Olsen's good.
Joe Davis. You talking about the Niner game?
The first game. Which was the AFC game?
That was Romo and Nance.
Okay, he didn't like Romo and Nance, and I was telling him, you know, when we hung out with Nance and how great he was, or whatever. And he also didn't like he just finds the game announcers annoying.
I'm getting there too.
Okay. And that's fine. But to me, it pales in comparison to all of the studio shows. They're all annoying.
Oh yeah, the studio shows—they serve no purpose.
The game announcers—I mean, I barely even notice them.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of necessarily the CBS or Fox's pregame shows, but I like watching NFL Network.
You like Eisen and all those guys?
Like after the game, I watched it was Tim Hasselbeck and Damian Woody. Mm-hmm. They do a good job breaking down the game.
Here's what I watch.
I'm sure they do. I have no interest.
I watch fantasy football today. With all the fantasy nerds.
Yeah. Who are those guys? Like Matthew Berry?
Like Matthew Berry, Stefania Bell, Field Yates, all those nerds.
Well, in Gronk's breakdown of the Eagles-Giants game, he called the Eagles OC, offensive coordinator, Shane Spikeman.
Yeah. So. I almost wonder if he's doing shtick.
I actually
like he's doing
one,
his Gronk character.
Everybody wants him to come on their set, though. They all love Gronk.
Funny.
Yeah, he says some funny things.
I think he did one sort of like highlight. Whatever, where he was reading from his notes, whatever. I thought he did pretty well for one of them. It kind of stunned me. Because, again, I told you that our producer, I won't say her name now because she probably doesn't want to be associated with it, but that she worked with him for years. And she said, of all the athletes that she's been doing producing for 35 years,
yeah.
single dumbest guy she's ever met.
Oh, really?
She didn't say he's a bad guy. Yeah. Nice guy.
Just dumb.
Single dumbest guy in the history of sports.
Well, probably dumb to begin with, and he's probably taking 1,000 shots to his melon. He's not going to get
Her
smarter.
Famous story is he literally walked out of the locker room one time and forgot to put on pants.
Right.
When is the kicking shtick that he's doing? When does that happen?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl. Yeah.
With FanDuel, I believe.
I don't know. I'm over Romo because Romo
he doesn't do his shtick anymore.
It's not just that. All he does is speak in hyperbole. Everything's the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. Everything is on the line for every single play. Mm. Josh Allen is sucking, and he's calling him Superman.
You would do it too if they were giving you $18 million a season. You would say whatever he's saying.
Well, I think that's what Dick Ebersol said about Romo.
Right.
That early on, when he was grinding, he was great. He was putting in all the work, and ever since he got paid, he's just showing up.
Mm. That might be true.
Yeah, I see on social media people goofing him all the time that he'll also take both sides of things now. Whereas before, he used to make predictions. Now he goes, oh, it's either going to be a run or could be a pass.
Well, remember, he was predicting plays in his first couple
doing
years.
That. So. Because he started getting so many wrong.
He calls about 10 plays during the game the most important play of the game.
Yeah.
Well, that's our shit.
Hey, that's BPOG. We came up with that like 20 years ago.
I think Olsen's good. Olsen's good. He's professional, but he's kind of boring to me. Like, I don't think he's got a great personality.
Like him.
He's fine.
He's pretty good.
Dislike him, but...
Yesterday, Romo said, that was a perfectly thrown ball, but it was a little wide. The ball was thrown out of bounds.
Yeah, he gets shown on a lot on social media. I do notice that.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate the pregame.
I mean, I have the volume on.
I would agree the pregames
are just
annoying.
What they're saying, it just goes in one ear out the other. Like,
all right.
I barely pay attention.
Coming up next, we'll shift and get into the Commanders a bit. Is there another quarterback name they should be looking at?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. So the Commanders, the rumors are Sam Howell's your QB1. That's what they're telling these prospective offensive coordinators, that they want them to plan that Sam Howell's their QB1. But I think most people expect the Commanders to look at Derek Carr. It's rumored in free agency if he ends up getting a cut or other possible plans. But there's a name that we haven't tossed around that much that maybe should be tossed around, because the 49ers are going to have to make a decision. They have Brock Purdy, who's playing fantastic in the NFC Championship game, could end up winning a Super Bowl. There are some whispers that he's going to be QB1 going in, that they've been so impressed. I know that yesterday during the broadcast, they put up that kind of a slide which said that Shanahan said he's the most poised rookie he's ever had. Not just rookie quarterback, most poised rookie he's ever coached in all of his years in coaching. So he likes Brock Purdy. They're winning games. They could win a Super Bowl. What happens with Trey Lance, and should the Commanders make a play for him?
What is he going to cost me?
Who knows?
I think he'd probably, of the injury, don't you think he'd cost less than what we were talking about with Justin Fields?
I think he's what you would term
he's also accomplished a lot less.
He's a distressed asset he's done at nothing. This point. Just because he's injured and he hasn't really shown much.
What was the injury? What was
ACL.
The injury? Okay, ACL, most guys come back from pretty well.
Trey Lance's injury was an ACL?
I thought it
was an ankle. Check that.
Yeah, I thought it was an ankle.
You could be right. I thought it was an ACL, but I could be wrong.
Was it just broken ankle? I don't think it's an ACL. That doesn't ring right in my brain. But I wouldn't shy away too much from that.
Yeah, I think he...
I mean, although his wheels are what makes him special, in my opinion.
But again, he's unproven, though.
Fractured right ankle.
Yeah, it was an ankle. So... He's just unproven.
So what do I mean, obviously, you probably have to give up a first.
What if you had to give up your second-round pick and a future third-round pick?
Sure. I'll take him and let him compete with Hal. Best man won the job.
I don't hate that idea.
I think that would be fair. Job. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Should the Commanders be looking at Trey Lance? You're right. He hasn't accomplished anything.
He's done nothing.
He's just, he was named the starter.
They shouldn't specifically be looking at Trey Lance. They should be considering a dozen or 15
options.
He should be one of them if he's available.
He should be. Think about it. Didn't they only play one game in college his senior year or whatever? That was around the COVID stuff. I can't remember what it was. He played one game. COVID. He played horrible. That's the game I evaluated, and I said he's the worst quarterback I've ever seen. Yep. He was literally throwing them 10 feet over receivers' heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then he basically hasn't played in 2 years. He hasn't played in 3 years, basically.
Right. Correct.
He's played less than Deshaun Watson.
He's a huge question mark is what he is.
Of course he is.
You know what? I'm not interested.
You're going to pass?
I just convinced myself I'm not interested.
Yeah, and that I don't know how many teams would be. But who knows? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that Kyle Shanahan's, I mean, Purdy's on a great run. He's on a great run. But I find it hard to believe that he's going to go into next year as Purdy is number one.
I find that a little bit hard to believe, too.
I know Jimmy G is a free agent. What if
Jimmy G will be gone?
But what if he goes, we'll keep those two?
I can see that.
They sign Jimmy G.
Oh, no. Jimmy G is not going to be there.
Listen.
I could see him just keeping Purdy and Lance, and whoever wins the battle in camp is your number one. I just find it hard to believe.
He goes 9-0.
I find it hard to believe he's going to get rid of Jimmy G, let Jimmy G walk, and trade Trey Lance.
Let's slam the brakes here on Brock Purdy.
He's two games away, man.
He's one game away from being in it.
Now he's going to have to make some.
By the way, it's not just him.
I understand.
It's because he's got this unbelievable team, and he's super poised.
This is the quarterback snobbery in me coming out that I refuse to believe that Brock Purdy is capable of leading a team.
I didn't think Nick Foles was good enough.
Yeah, I just don't. I wholeheartedly believe he is.
I actually
not
think they're going to lose.
He's not
going to
win against the Eagles. I think that the run ends there.
I think you're right.
You know what to do, everyone. You know what to do, everyone.
The world's biggest mush.
Would you be shocked though if they beat the Eagles? I'm not going to be shocked.
I'd be pretty shocked if they beat the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Why,
yes,
they're so
I'd be
good.
Shocked. I think the Eagles are better.
I
mean, you're right.
But it's close. It's like 60-40.
You think a 2-point underdog can't go and win on the road in the playoffs?
Of course they can. Look, they're only two games away.
But
they're going to have to beat arguably the two other best teams.
For sure.
You know, I mean, San Francisco's roster is I would probably put above those other teams, but not their quarterback. So right. Purdy's going to have to play really good in two consecutive games against two great teams.
He just has to keep doing what he's doing, which is just kind of manage the game, make overall good decisions.
Yeah, look, if if Hurts turns the ball over twice in the first half like Dak did and they take advantage of that and then the defense just kind of reins them in and holds them to 14 points, okay, that's different. But at some point, Purdy's going to have to make some plays.
Well,
I think he does. I think, like you said, he makes big third down plays.
Back to the Commanders.
He did yesterday, but didn't throw a touchdown.
Back to the Commanders, all right? So Sam Howell is going to be part of your equation. Who's your ideal
number two?
Who could be a number one? Like, your ideal might be Tom Brady. Make a big play for Tom Brady or Lamar Jackson. You're out on Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers.
He wants...
If you gave me a target list and said, okay, let's go, here's my board.
No cost.
And just, like, do whatever you can do. If Aaron Rodgers is my number one.
You want Aaron Rodgers in the QB room with Sam Howell.
Sam Howell, then you just flush him down the toilet.
There's no competition there.
Yeah, I mean, get Aaron Rodgers, you flush him down the toilet.
Right. Then Sam Howell's your backup.
You give him a mop and you say, you clean the quarterback room here because we're going to be busy working with Aaron.
You go run and get Aaron his coffee or his latte. Whatever.
And I would even say
his wacky drug.
His ayahuasca.
Yeah, ayahuasca.
I would even say, although it's probably not as good a fit, I would even say Brady. I would want Brady at this point. Still can do it. For another 2 years.
I wouldn't be shocked if Ron is sniffing around Jimmy G again. Mm. Jimmy G's going to be available.
Yep, and you won't have to trade for him.
I don't love Jimmy
doesn't
G.
Doesn't Trey Lance, trust me, I doesn't Trey Jimmy Lance fit the running, though, that they want to do?
Oh, he's unbelievable runner when healthy.
Ron's
only had success really with Cam.
Ron is saying, I want to run more than pass because he hasn't had a quarterback that has the ability to pass the ball.
Right.
That's the only reason he's saying that.
That changes when you get. Listen, I want Lamar up there. Actually, I'm going to put Lamar ahead of Tom.
It's quite a list you're
coming up with. Well, you're asking me my dream.
It's just your dream quarterback.
My dream.
Hey, they're Joan, and that's what you wanted.
Yeah, my dream. I want Lamar.
I think that makes the most sense.
I like your aspirations.
Big swings.
You're taking a big swing.
I probably would go Aaron 1, Lamar 2, but I'd flip-flop either one of those two, because Lamar's so young.
That's a good silver medal to have.
Yeah.
If you either whiff on Aaron.
Yeah. I want Aaron / Lamar. Then Brady, and then I don't know. I mean, Derek Carr is fine. Garoppolo, Carr, well, they're the same. They're fine.
Yeah.
Well, if you surround them with great talent, you can win.
So, but you really, I mean, you're not going to get those other guys.
But I'm looking for a guy that can carry the team. Like what we were talking about with Dak. Like, I would take Dak. But Dak's not going to carry the team. Dak would just be good.
But you have to be reasonable on the guys that you're targeting because you're not going to get those guys.
Well, why wouldn't I offer him everything?
Offer
like 50
who?
Million.
Offer
or,
who?
Whoever. A big name guy. I would at least not. What would
Because Tom Brady's going to pick his own team and it's not going to be Washington.
I think he's probably not going to come here, but I think you're right.
And Aaron Rodgers can orchestrate a trade I'm not convinced he's going to be out of Green Bay, but if he does, he orchestrates a trade himself.
Or what about Lamar?
I think Lamar is getting franchised. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Why can't you franchise and trade?
Well, you can.
You can do that.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
That'd be a bold move for Ron.
I don't think it's going to happen either. It's going to happen, but I'm making all those calls.
Yeah, it's possible.
I'm kicking down
the
doors.
You have to make those calls.
And then if that all else fails, I'm not as interested in Carr and Garoppolo as the rest of you guys. I'd rather just roll with Howell and then maybe draft a kid in the third round.
Eric, I'm Eric DaCosta. Yeah. All right. Let me hear your package you're going to offer me.
For Lamar,
I'm gonna because we're gonna franchise him. Let me hear the offer, and then you can negotiate with him after the tag.
First,
okay.
Chase Young, and I don't know, like a third or something, or maybe Jamin Davis.
Not interested.
Denied. I'd hang that phone up so quick.
You don't want Chase?
You're gonna have to get multiple.
You a first, a third, and Chase Young.
I need
you
multiple.
You clearly don't want Chase. So why should he?
Lamar Jackson's going anywhere for a first and a third.
Am I gonna make lemonade? Am I gonna make lemonade with that lemon you're selling me?
I hear that offer. I
think Lamar's gonna net
three first rounders for Lamar.
Yeah, I think Lamar's gonna net 3 ones
at least.
All right, 2 ones in Chase.
Chase Young. Hold on.
Give me 2 ones, Chase, and 2 twos.
Done.
All right. Will Lamar sign the deal with me?
He's yours. You can figure it out.
No. I got to have assurances that I'm going to have him for 8 years.
He turned down 133 guaranteed.
I got to have assurances he's coming. Not just doing a one. You know what I mean? I got to have assurances that I got him for.
It's on you.
No. They talked and say, yeah, he'll sign with you long term if it's X.
And of course, he turned down 133 million because Deshaun got 230 million guaranteed.
Is that what he turned down? Is 133 guaranteed?
No. Yes. Hold on. It's fully guaranteed. So the contract that was offered to Lamar was 6 years, around 290 to 300 million total. But 200 million is guaranteed. 133 of the 200 million is fully guaranteed.
What is guaranteed versus fully guaranteed?
So basically what these organizations do is they have bars for you to hit to get bonused. And
these are like the likable bonuses,
it's all very achievable. But to not make it a fully guaranteed deal, you basically hide the money in these achievable bonuses.
So you have to play, essentially.
They offered him more fully guaranteed cash than both Kyler and Russ got.
Correct. But not fully guaranteed to Deshaun. But 200, right. But 200 of it is guaranteed.
What if he gets hurt? Is it guaranteed?
Well, he would get the fully guaranteed of 133.
But my
guess is he would probably, depends on how long he's hurt. If it's a career-ending injury, then he would get 133.
So you think Lamar's going to command three ones? I mean, maybe you're right. Sam Bradford got two. So maybe you're right.
I mean, he's a young MVP.
I don't know if it's three, but certainly multiple.
All right, I'll give you two ones and Chase.
You're desperate to give it a Chase.
Yeah, it's just
What if the counter is two ones and John Allen?
No. Maybe.
I like how you're shifting.
I mean, I haven't had a quarterback in 30 years.
Yeah, you're desperate. You're a desperate person.
Hey, I'll guarantee Lamar signed your contract if you can guarantee John Allen goes on with Jason Lockenfora in the afternoons.
Hey, we can work on these, you know, these little details.
No, two ones and Chase. Let's make it happen. They get rid of the distraction, then we can use some of the down the road Chase money to keep paying. And then we got Sweat.
If I were running the Commanders right now, there is no down the road Chase money. That money is being earmarked for somebody else. Unless in 2023 he comes out and he looks like a Bosa.
Then
we can talk.
Did you see Grant was tweeting that last play of the season for the Dolphins where they went for two, mm-hmm. and if they converted the two,
yeah, we get Burrow. Yeah,
to have the number one pick. That close.
So close, so tantalizingly close.
Are we sure they would have taken Burrow?
The Redskins, then Redskins.
Well, they took Chase Young and passed on Herbert.
They might have botched
Tua.
It. Who knows?
If Burrow were there, even with Haskins,
you have
to take Burrow.
Did they already have Haskins? They
remember
Haskins
they wanted to see.
Yeah,
more
they might have botched it.
They may have botched it.
They might have botched it. I think you might be right.
It's always possible that they would have botched it, but I would think even those lunatics running the front office would say,
"Would that have been
Haskins
Jay and
is
Bruce
fine,
at that point?"
But,
who picked Chase? Did Ron pick Chase?
No,
I can't even remember.
He predates. I believe
he
took him. That was his first draft.
That
was his first draft.
That's right.
That was his first draft.
He would have had to take Burrow. But I don't know.
He is a defensive guy.
You can't evaluate quarterbacks. We know that. You probably would have thought Joe Burrow sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he would have been clearly wrong.
He fluke here. He said all that talent. Maybe. Possible.
He couldn't even beat Haskins out. Why do I want him number one?
Right. We got the guy that beat out. Right. Yeah, that's probably what they would have said. That's probably what they would have said.
That would have been the spin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and still would have had Chase. It would have been even a bigger bust.
Think about, though, Joe Burrow has changed it. I know two guys, actually, that I'm friends with that are Bengals fans, and they've been tortured Bengals fans, similar like mm-hmm. Redskins fans, mm-hmm. now Commanders fans.
Yeah, we've been
and they got Joe Burrow to completely change. Like, they're going to legit.
Now they get three sillies.
For the next 10 to 12 years, they're going to be in this position.
They're going to make deep runs. You know, you always have a chance. You basically can just chalk up 10-plus wins every season. That's mm-hmm. kind of your baseline. I mean, in a really bad season, you might win 9.
Who
good
else?
You 12 or 13.
Who else are we sleeping on? So, I agree with Jason. You make the call, but they're not going to come. So Aaron, Brady, and who was the third that I said?
Lamar.
Lamar. Yep. So you're probably not going to get those three, but you make the calls.
And then I'm
then you get into Garoppolo, or those are the more feasible guys.
The Garoppolo
are feasible, but yeah. I mean they're not game changers.
Or you roll the dice with the Trey Lance.
Or you roll the dice with Sam Howell.
I would rather just roll with Sam.
And then if Sam is a disaster, then you're in the same boat next year.
I'm going to get you a Commanders Trey Lance jersey if he shows up. The black one.
So he's such a bad
Eric, guy. What about Geno or Daniel Jones? Those could be options.
I don't think Pete will let him go, right?
Talking about franchising him.
I actually like Daniel Jones. Sorry. Just because I've seen him smash my face.
But with this coaching staff?
Four years.
Hey, do you know what tilts me about Daniel Jones? Is that he still wears contacts.
Yeah.
getting a LASIK?
Yeah, how are you playing football and you still wear contacts?
Well, it doesn't bother. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Get the LASIK. It's a butt easy.
I agree with that. Even though I haven't done it. If you're a quarterback, you should probably get it done. You don't get your contact knocked out.
Maybe you see the field better.
No, but Daniel Jones, you know what? I would take Daniel Jones. Now, I don't think it would be a market upgrade, but I do like his dual threat ability, and I've seen him destroy us time after time.
What would you pay for him?
Well, so how would I get him? So
free agent.
He's an unrestricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
$23 million. I mean, that's what the going rate is, right? For starting.
That would be a bargain for $23 million.
You just gave Wentz 27.
Well, that was just they were grasping. I think in that 25 million.
He's going to command north. He's going to command north of 30.
He's going to get more than 20.
He's going to get more than 30.
I would just be worried that really good this year and he got better, but how much of that was the coaching and Dable?
Yeah. I think a lot of it can be attributed to that.
Yeah.
What I mean,
but I would like him.
I'd be a little bit concerned.
I kind of like him. He runs. He's a tank.
But in the right system, I would
agree. Which we don't necessarily have.
So I'm just
he'll
not
come
sure.
To watch him start
I'm not sure
all
he would
time.
Perform the same way here. But
yeah. I agree. But he'd be an upgrade.
There's going to be a lot of options. Not all options that you like, but there'll be a lot of options.
800-636-1067. We will talk more NFL with Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. We'll get back to the NFL with Jay Busby at 9 o'clock, senior writer for Yahoo Sports. But there was a video making the rounds this weekend that went viral of a woman who was at the gym, and she was lamenting that a guy was staring at her like a piece of meat. And when I saw it, I just thought, well, it sucks for her, and it's not right, but that happens all the time, I think, at gyms. All the time.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like he did anything wrong. I mean, I
in this particular case, I don't think the guy was that bad.
I don't think he did anything.
There are some times when guys will creep their phones.
Well, of course, that's totally different.
Leering from the guys.
In this instance, this woman just ruined his life. Right?
Firsthand that, you know, my wife did fitness competitions. She's a personal trainer, and we used to go to one particular gym. I don't want to name it. And we quit going there because she felt like there were a bunch of creepy dudes that would, if she was just on the treadmill or on a Stairmaster, that are just like staring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I'm sure that happens.
And if they're like the old school steppers too, like you're kind of above, and then people just kind of like stare.
I don't know a single man that doesn't take a glancing look.
Yeah.
If you're a heterosexual,
that's natural.
You're taking a glancing look.
Right.
Now, you shouldn't stare. You should mind your own business. In this instance, I feel bad for the guy because, I mean, this video's gotten millions and millions of views.
So is this guy now, like, banned from this gym?
Well, he's going to be thought of as, like, a pervert.
Well, most people
What's
on
he even
social,
doing wrong?
Most people are coming to defense of this guy and saying, clearly, this girl's got some issues that she needs to work out. She's got issues with men or her. And she's kind of tweeted about some of it. I think her name's Jessica Fernandez. She's a Twitch like superstar. So she has a lot of followers.
Oh, okay.
That's why this thing blew up. She's just not some random girl. I don't know. I don't even know why we're filming at gyms. Why is everyone filming at gyms?
Everyone's filming everything.
Just put it.
Everything's content.
Can't gyms ban recordings? I don't want to be in the
gym. Yeah, Valdez, why are you filming?
I don't want to be in someone's background of someone's recording.
By the way, she doesn't have that many followers. On Twitch, she's got 55,000, which is a lot.
Well, I know, but that's enough
millions.
It's enough to go viral if you
it's
have an interesting
not
video.
Millions.
I don't see, I mean, based on the video,
he's not doing
he's
anything
He's not
wrong.
Doing anything any different than any other guy would do. So she's attractive. He probably looked at her a couple times, but he's not staring at her like a piece of meat.
If he's following her around like a puppy dog, then it's a problem. That's what I would say. There's no I will say there's no context to the video other than that he's in the background. But if all of a sudden she's going from machine to machine and then he's kind of in the vicinity every single workout or every single lift that she's doing, then I would kind of be a little weary.
But does she say that? Does
no, she doesn't really say
she
that.
She doesn't say
or,
that.
No. She claims that this guy was always like around her every day.
He says, I was completely fine until he followed me to the squat rack in the corner of the gym.
She's been tweeting out like a longer version of the video. She's trying to get people to watch.
She's just trying to.
She just wants attention.
She's clout chasing.
She's just jumping onto like a trend of other people doing the same thing.
But JP's right. There are plenty of perverts at the gym.
Of course.
Who just gawk at
it's perverts everywhere.
Just, yeah.
There's pervs at the grocery store.
Yeah, but you know what I do?
It's creepy. It's creepy. Have you ever had, and this hasn't happened in a couple of years, but have you ever had like a guy, like I'll see guys at the gym because I go to the gym regularly, and I'll see guys that are acquaintances. Sometimes I don't even know their names, but you kind of like give them a nod. You see them. Sometimes I'll learn their name. You might exchange some small talk. But the creepy part is when you walk in and then they say, yo, you got to look over there.
Yeah. You see that dime on the Stairmaster?
Because then you just feel, then you feel creepy that somebody is like singling out. Check out this girl in the Lululemon.
And you're part of the deal.
She's over way over there.
You've been co-opted in without your
like. I kind of go out of my way not to look.
JB says, "That's my wife."
Hey, this, that hasn't happened. But
I know. I know for a fact that some gyms, like I know a Gold's Gym, they have a ladies' gold section. So if women feel uncomfortable lifting around dudes, they go into the lady gold section.
At one point, my wife belonged to two gyms, one regular gym and then one women's only gym. I mean, it's weird. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. But she ended up going to the women's only gym way more. Are those popular, women's only gyms?
I just know there's a section of gyms that are that are women's only.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of it? A women's only gym? That way, maybe that girl should go there. Yeah, go to the women's only gym.
Now, I don't want to. I don't want to shame her.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to have that.
No, of course. But she's if she's so uptight,
I don't want to. I don't want to shame this girl. But can she not do the a hip thruster, the most sexually explicit lift that you could do?
I know. I see that. Like, what is that helping?
It helps your butt because you're pushing up with your butt. And you're maybe squeezing your cheeks together.
Your hamstrings.
Yeah, hamstring and glutes.
Hey, I got a flat butt. Maybe I should incorporate
You're basically, she's laying with a she's laying with a barbell on her waist and literally humping air.
I know. It's very provocative.
So provocative.
And she's wondering why dudes are looking at her.
Right. I see dudes doing that, too.
Yeah, guys do that, too.
Guys want to have good buns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My buns improved immensely when I started biking. It because otherwise, it was looking a little saggy, starting to get close to cakes territory.
I think we need to keep a meter at the streak of times of shows. I mean, it's got to be in the hundreds of shows.
He set him up.
How many shows in a row do you think EB is just gratuitously throwing in cakes for a joke?
He loves to do it. He loves it.
He's got like a Cal Ripken streak.
It's proximity. I'm the closest, too.
It's just Joan Shrapnel. That's all. And, I mean, let's be honest. He probably has the flattest butt in here,
probably
right?
Probably do. It's been pointed out on many occasions.
Case could use a couple thrusters.
I probably could.
Yeah. You're not a biker. You're a runner. You would think running would...
I don't know that it does much for your butt.
It doesn't do much.
I don't know.
I think running does do something for your butt.
Might be genetics. Maybe Mean Gene had a flat ass. Oh, that's actually adopted.
Yeah, I forgot. It's a big question mark.
Mean Gene.
Great point. You know, bad genes.
Yeah. Bad genes all the way
around.
He's got
good heart genes, though.
Yeah, good heart genes.
Silly
very
heart
good
genes.
Heart genes. He's got good nose.
Maybe.
Genes.
Yeah, I think he's very overhyped. Isn't he taking pills?
That's for cholesterol.
That's different than the heart.
Yeah.
The engine is silly.
You should do that, too.
Some of the surrounding parts may be faulty.
You should do that, too.
Why would I take cholesterol pills if I don't need them?
How do you know? What's your cholesterol? Do you know if it's bad?
I haven't had it checked in a long time.
You have no idea. Could have bad cholesterol.
I think he has pretty good. It runs in a family, but again, he doesn't know his family. Cakes.
Is bacon bad for your cholesterol? Because I'm enjoying some leftover bacon.
If you have it five times a week, probably not great.
Five times a week, but
bacon is a huge keto staple.
Oh, it is.
Oh yeah.
I'm enjoying it with a roll. So that is not keto.
Like if you type in any keto thing, everything's wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
Fantastic.
All right, hold on. Let's go to Anna in Annapolis real quick.
Oh,
Anna,
what's up? Banana.
Oh, I can imagine.
Good morning, boys.
Thirsty Anna.
Can you imagine what she's wearing to the gym?
I did get these amazing workout pants that I saw on Instagram, and they're called Boom Booty, and they're ridiculous.
Really?
At the gym. Oh, my God.
They, like,
yeah, they're
snatch
great.
You, right? And then just...
I think EB ordered three pair of them. They're all too small.
Different. Yeah.
Here's what I want to say about the gym. So this girl, right, is not giving context. However, I will say that if there is somebody that's like clearly following her and like lurking, it's completely inappropriate.
And the scary part is, tell the manager.
Or a lot of the times when I go to like my traditional gym, I work with a trainer. So I have a guy that's trained me for 15 years. And it's helpful because I have somebody there kind of like, you call it like running interference, right? So yeah, you have a buffer. So you've got somebody there that's like on your side and is like, watching. It's scary because what happens is that it doesn't stay in the gym when they're following you to the car, like trying to make small talk. That's where it gets like super creepy. And as a woman, it's scary. And that's probably something just tilted her that got her off. I feel bad for this guy, but hopefully it's just a reminder for guys that there's a very fine line where it goes real creepy real quick, where girls get scared, and that's where it's not okay.
Right, of course.
But I'll tell you, I've started going to a gym that's great where it's just like a 45 minutes, you're in, you're out, and you're all kind of like working out as a group.
So you want to like Orange Theory?
Something like that. Yeah, it's called F45. So yeah. Something like that. And you're in, the music is loud, you go in, you crush it, you get your butt kicked, and then you're out. And it's mostly women. There's definitely guys in there, but it's like there's not time to lurk or people to come around and be bugging you.
Right. All right, thank you, Anna. Appreciate it.
All right, love you, boys.
All right, love you.
Thank you, Anna.
All right, coming up next, Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. We'll get back into the NFL playoffs, start previewing some of these championship matchups coming up on Sunday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.